Okay, I went ahead and started recording.
Okay, well, I'm at work right now, and if everything goes right, I can stay with the call. I hope everybody understands. Has Director Wargo made it?
No, she's going to be a little late, but Martin's going to kind of run it here. He's going to run the meeting here until she gets here, or until
okay.
she gets here.
Okay, Chairman Link?
Yeah, go for it, sir.
All right. My back hurts, so I'm even better. Let's see, what am I supposed to do first? Call the meeting to order. Amazon Water District, the meeting is in order. Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic
which stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence for our dearly departed and not dearly departed. Thank you.
Roll call. Director Martin Sanderson?
Here.
Director Diana Morris?
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo is absent. Director Terry Tincher?
Here.
Director Robert Link?
Here.
General Manager Calvin Louis?
Here.
And Charles Krieger from Krieger and Stewart Engineering?
Here.
Consent calendar. Oh, am I supposed to bang that thing? Anyhow. Approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants for July 20, 2021.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Link, you're going to have to say something.
Yeah, I thought I heard a second.
I did.
You did. You're going to have to vote.
Oh,
yeah.
But that's for all three of the meeting minutes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Regular board meeting minutes, warrants, July 20, 2021. Special board meeting minutes, August the 4th, 2021.
So, motion to approve the following consent calendar items. A, Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of July 20, 2021. Regular board meeting minutes of July 20th, 2021, and the special board meeting minutes of August 4th, 2021, made by Director Morris, second by Director Tincher. Director Sanderson?
I can't on the first two. I wasn't here.
Okay.
Director
Morris?
Abstain.
Aye.
Director Morris was absent. Director Tincher?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
Warrants, none. Awards of contracts, none. Updates, San Gregorio Pass, Water Alliance update by Director Morris.
There is none, but I do need to request that we add a second. Because of me working full time, I can't make all the meetings.
Add a second.
To attend the meetings, we used to have a second. She's no longer on the board.
So you need another person to attend that meeting, and what days is it on?
On Wednesdays.
Okay, I guess I'll do that position then. I'll just need to...
I believe Director Wargo was also interested.
Okay, well, then what we can do is I'll discuss it with her, and then I can appoint her at a later date or myself, whichever.
They do my mandatory overtime days on Wednesdays.
Okay.
She'll be here later. That manager's operations report by Mr. Lilly.
I'd like to suggest to the board just for expedient time is I'll present my manager's report at the end of the meeting, and then I'd like for you guys for you to consider bringing Sarah, item first, and then we'll have Mr. Krieger.
Second.
Well, he's got a couple items that he needs to address with.
Okay, so Let me pronounce your name correctly.
Yes, sir.
Oshidera?
Oshidera, yes.
Oshidera. So we'll have him next?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Oshidera?
Yes.
We're going to have you now.
Okay. This is regarding the... I mean, everybody knows what this is regarding, or no, I have to explain.
There's also an extra book up there if you wanted, I don't know if you wanted to follow along with the reading. Another one of these.
I have to pay for that.
I mean, I don't understand how she could be if I have to pay for water that somebody else uses.
I understand that.
So once we decide on that, then if there is no solution, we go to the court. We don't need to go to the court. I mean, we have to work it out with me.
Okay. So your request is for us to decide whether the water district should take care of it.
What is the right thing to do?
So, is there any discussion?
Hello. I have a question for you that's hard to deal with over the phone here. He makes a valid comment in his letter, and I would like, if possible, to table this until, like, we can talk to the attorney about this. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Sorry, it was kind of a little quiet.
I understand what he's saying, and I want to be fair to this gentleman, even though he's a pain in the ass. Does that make sense to you?
Are you able to hear him? Or?
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Chairman Link, he would like to address this issue with our legal department and then get back to
it. Right.
Because he made a valid point in his statement.
Yes,
because you did make a good point.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is...
No action. Lewis,
we're going to get in touch with the legal department.
Table this and refer this case to our legal.
Correct. So we're going to table this.
Because we want to be fair to him.
We would like to. Yeah. Good problem.
We understand. I have the same issue. Right now, the same issue. I have the same problem.
So I move that we... No, you moved. Somebody moved.
I move that we table the discussion so that we can speak to the lawyers in regards to this.
Okay. Do I have a second motion?
I second it.
Forgive me for being so whatever.
No.
Do we make a vote on that to table it, or?
I don't know if we have to vote or not.
I believe we do.
Let's
on the
do
agenda.
It so it's appropriate for.
Okay, so motion to table this item until it's been discussed with legal, made by Director Morris, second by Director Tincture. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
Okay, and Mr. Louie will be in touch with you, is that correct or no?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Mr. Louie will be in touch with you. Okay, sir.
All right, thank
and
you very much.
Thank you very much for being
here. Thank you.
I listened to
Bill.
Okay. There we go. You should have done. That's why you had to.
Yep.
I said,
okay, I think, my word.
No.
I think Mr., are we going to get Mr. Krieger going in? I think so. Why don't you have
Chick-fil-A?
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
I don't think they're here.
Yeah, they're, well, I tell them that too.
Their representatives
not
show up. They didn't answer whether they were
going to
appear or not. So.
Okay, so we skipped over Mr. Krieger. Should we go to Mr. Krieger?
Well, the next matter is well-worn rehab recommendation on the acceptance of contract.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. So that is item, that's attachment tab 2.
I think so.
I also, today, we, Travis and Dave and myself, we went to Legend to witness them disassembling the boat. I have pictures.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a brief little background on the project development and where we are today, and we'll talk about this recommendation of acceptance. We had a set of bidding documents go out, advertised for bids for the rehab and a new pumping unit at well number one. Legend Pump and Well Service won the bid and was awarded the contract, and they executed the work. We had some hiccups along the way. They had to have extra effort in disinfecting the well, which is not uncommon following the rehabilitation, because you stir a bunch of stuff up there and there's various kinds of issues that you try to take care of. They finally got that licked, and it's been essentially complete, which means all the parts are in there and it's ready to go. And disinfecting to coordinate final operation with putting tank in service and getting samples to the state to make sure that they buy off on the water quality of the well. So in light of that, we prepared this recommendation of acceptance of contract work, which is an action required by the board to authorize us to file a notice of completion with the county of Riverside, and that lets everybody know that, hey, this job's about to close out, and if you have a claim for money from that water district, you better tell us now. Otherwise, the water district is going to give the retained money back to the contractor. So it makes perfect sense. We are withholding 5%, and we'll continue to do so for what's called the lien period. So I think that's 30 days after the notice of completion is filed. So we have this recommendation to accept the work, and then within the last day or two, I don't know if all the board members have been advised, but the pump that was furnished and installed and operating failed. And they took the pump in, the contractor came and pulled the pump, took it into his shop, disassembled it, much of it with extreme difficulty, and that you have a little report that was put together. It's got a lot of great photographs in there. Yeah, I got you. Is that
okay? I turned on the air, but I didn't. No, fine.
Yeah, for some reason the AC is failing.
I work in a warehouse, and there's no air in my apartment.
Oh, that's horrible.
Too cold, too hot.
Anyway, so they had to break this pump down, and there's a lot of the bottom line is, how do I explain this, is that the pump is a deep set pump. It's down at 850 feet. So there's a big shaft that hangs down to connect to those impellers down there. And the more water that's above the shaft and the more force that it has to work, that impeller stretches. And so on the outside of the shaft is a thing called a column, and the column holds the bowls, and then the impellers fit in the bowls, but if the pump stretches too much, it can push those impellers down into the bowls. There's not enough leeway in the length of this thing. So we have challenges in trying to figure out what's happening here, and you know, how to remedy it. So we're going to try to figure out, you know, we don't want to just put it in like it was and then keep our fingers crossed. So we have some, you know, investigatory work to do.
And there's more damage and more problems.
Wasn't this a replacement?
It was a brand new pumping unit. And the answer is yes. I didn't answer your question, Kat. It's a replacement. It's a brand
new. So did this do this before?
Not to my knowledge.
Just the new pump that's doing this.
The new pump that did it. Yeah. Interesting. So, you know, was it manufacturing defect, installation defect, operation defect, some of the above, we don't know. So we're going to be investigating that and reporting to you in the future about what we find. It's all fixable. The question is going to be, what caused it? Because with the cause comes the remedy.
So is this under warranty?
Yes. Contract documents have a one-year warranty from the date that you guys accept the work.
So it's got a ways to go yet.
We haven't accepted the work, right? Because I got the memo right here. So Calvin and I were talking about this prior to the meeting, and we've kind of withheld accepting this work because there's a couple little items of work that he still has to do. But he's been ready to do them. And we, I think, agree that the district has, you know, because of the things that I was mentioning earlier, we've kind of...
We're holding that
for another 30 days. What's going on? We can still hold the money, and then we still have 1 year warranty to impose. If we need to have to. If he doesn't do it voluntarily, I don't know what he's going to do because it's a tough one. But we hope that the facts lead us to exactly what happened.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't this pump, because of that condition, doesn't it have thrust bearings in it to maybe make up for some of that?
It does have thrust bearings. At the top of the motor, there are thrust bearings that do accommodate some of that pull.
Okay, but there's nothing on the bowl.
Sorry?
Down at the bowls, there's no thrust bearing to support any of the shafting then?
No.
Okay. So it got into the wear rings and the bowls, the impellers got into the bowl faces then?
Exactly right.
Okay.
So much so that, we have some videos of them trying to disassemble it, Director Link, and it was, they had to use a lot of force. So the impellers were galled to the bowls in a number of the stages.
I understand. Okay.
So, again, my recommendation is to accept the work. We'll file a notice, and we'll figure out what we have to do to fix it.
Does that make sense, Link?
Yep.
Okay. Any questions from board members?
This pump looks like it's pretty well torn up.
Just to provide you guys with a little background, I flushed that well for 4 days. It was not until the fifth day it closed on me. And during when they were pulling the shaft, one of our employees, this is the bolt that holds the hose shaft, it's upside down, but he found these being hidden up on top of our repeater at the well.
We found something similar in the pump itself. Those might be the pieces.
Yeah.
Because I've seen photographs of those. Because when they were pulling the well out, Calvin, I think like 60 feet down in the pump, those look almost like the photos. So I wonder if it's the same pieces and somebody just put them up there. I don't know.
I'll get some clarification.
Okay.
Comments or questions? The audience.
I would just check your date on that warranty, just in case they change or get it in writing. That doesn't sound like it was already in there, and so you should have a year from that day.
It starts when you accept the...
That's correct. That's how the code reads.
Okay.
It's one way to accept the word.
Good question, though.
Okay, so we're going to move this. What are we going to do?
Well, I think that the board needs to vote on whether to accept the word or not. Call the question.
Okay. Help me with the question, please.
Okay, so is there a motion to accept the contract we're alleging?
What's your thought, Director Link?
Yeah, I do, but I do want to throw the one question in there. I think there was a comment about a wrench dropped into that system before that was never recovered.
That was into the well casing when the pump was not yet installed.
Okay, never mind then. Okay, I think we should go ahead and do it because this puts the onus on repairs on them because of the warranty.
Well, Well, let me clarify. I think our position would be the same whether we accept it or not.
Okay.
So I think we still have the same tools to implement the contract conditions for its repair, whether it be, you know, without accepting the work tonight, or if we accept it and use the guarantee provisions to have it done. So I think either way, I think if we postpone acceptance, it might be perceived as lack of good faith.
I understand. I have no issue with it.
So who's going to make a motion?
Okay, I move we accept it.
Okay. A motion to accept the contract work by Legend on well 1, made by Director Tincture, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye.
Okay. And our office will file a notice of completion with the county tomorrow.
Thanks, Mr. Greer.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks for your patience. That's it with me.
I was telling you earlier, I do a lot of desert districts, and one of them is Ridgecrest.
You probably see some really wild stuff.
Well, we'll go until 10 o'clock, and then I have 2.5 hours.
Well, we've had our time. We have. Okay. This is small compared to that time. Okay, so then we did that. Mr. Krieger, updates on test well sites by Louis and Mr. Krieger.
I'll table this matter and move to your address.
Okay, that is number 3. Production well number 4, rehab, upgrade, Mr. Louis. You're going to table that too?
I'm still waiting for some estimates from Test Electronics and Bird Electronics for SCADA and rehabbing. Actually, put a brand new control panel there because it's pretty, it's really unsafe and unable to handle it. But however, Ms. Aguilar and I will work with the district's accountant on our budget. But time is some issue. It is critical because Legend just a couple hours ago gave me the revised estimate. So it went from 105 to 124,000. Not because of the cost of the parts and metal.
It's not going to get any better either.
Oh, no, it's
because they bring out fuel.
Yeah, it's
I will have that all the recommendations and the budget review by the next board meeting on this matter.
Okay, thank you. And so 5 up. We don't do anything, all right? Forgive me. I'm really pleased for you. Number 5, update on American Recovery and PETS ARPA by Mr. Louis. That's postponed because of...
Well, I just have a comment about that, and then you can be excused if you like.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Okay. First of all, I want to... Director Morris, that brought it to my attention about the American, it's actually the American Rescue Plan Act. And I know some of the board members were concerned about having the original, we're going to put that well, that production well, on the east side, that is not recommended by USGS. So we're looking for alternate locations, but discussing with Chuck and Travis, installing a second pipeline to feed tank 3. And this ARPA might be another funding mechanism that we can obtain some grant money.
This one should help.
Yeah, we've been having discussions recently about this service area down there. Part of our discussions regarding the test well location has been with USGS gentleman Alan Christensen, who you might have come across his name previously. He's worked for the Geological Survey for a long, long time, and he is the guru of the San Gorgonio Pass. And so when we're talking about where we should drill the test well, and we mentioned that, he goes, you don't want to do that because very shallow, it's not very deep to bedrock, which means there's not a lot of water, you know, underneath your feet. And it's got the nitrates, is that right?
Yeah.
Calvin's got the nitrate problem. Calvin said, hey, I might have heard my dad talk about it for years, you know, we got to get more redundant service to that portion of the service area under there. And I think we should start looking, and the big challenge is always California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and it's a blue line stream, right? So you have to go through the U.S. Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the California Fish and Wildlife, and it's a chore, but it can be done. You know, we've done it other places, and I think we got to get that in motion so that we can, you know, put another crossing in there to alleviate the precariousness, you know, that we're looking at now. So I think we'll do a little bit more discussion on homework, and maybe we can come back and present the project to you guys so we can move forward with that, because it's been kind of on the edge for a long, long time.
Right. In the meantime, I'll put that on top of the list.
Okay, so with regard to the other discussion we've discussed about the closed session?
Yeah, we'll have that arranged next week, next board meeting.
Okay, well, no, you're talking about the GSA thing.
Yeah, that'll be...
Right, yeah, that's what Steve suggested.
Right.
But I don't know if additional tests, we're going to talk about properties.
Yeah, real estate.
Yeah.
That's what we'll qualify to be in a closed session.
So is that next time, too?
Yeah.
Pardon me for not having that straight, folks. I didn't even air the laundry in front of you all. So you're kicking me out of here, Calvin?
Well, I just want to stay.
All right.
If you want to entertain me more.
I was in your shoe with no air conditioning.
We could probably get you a blanket if you're cold.
So Calvin, I'm close to start. I think you're special.
You can be my, that's great. You can get the stuff out of the low covers, and I will change the light bulbs to get the high stuff.
There you go.
I'll get the high jokes.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I get short jokes all the time. That's why my shoes are platform.
Oh, yeah. I roll my ankle on that. Thanks very much. Well,
take care. Nice to meet you.
It's okay. He's got heels.
Yeah, he's 6'9".
He's the doorway.
Production well number 4, we took care of that, right?
Yes.
Excuse me. Update on American Now. We took care of that. Okay? Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Old business. Draft contract for drilling on test well. Charles Rips.
Right? That'll be the next board meeting.
And then that's okay. And Mr. Oshigira. We took care of that. Are you? Mr. Link's badge. We need Mr. Link's badge to be approved. To be embedded in Lucite.
I don't think you should do that.
Okay, so what should we do, Mr. Mike?
Well, you can put it up for a vote, but I don't think, you know, it's not worth the spending $175 by all said and done just for a token momentum of a previous life, per se. I mean, it's going to go on my shelf. It would go on my shelf and then get moved to the side, and then who knows what would happen to it later on.
So it wouldn't bother you if I said, let's just remove it from the agenda, or say,
yeah.
Vote it down and then have him and then dispose of the badge.
Okay.
In the whatever way is necessary.
All right. I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay.
I make a motion.
That we deny the approval for the badge David and Lucite.
I second it.
Okay, so motion to deny embedding Director Link's previous badge in Lucite, made by Director Morris, second by Director Tincture. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
And Director Lee? Or can he vote on that?
No, no, he can't.
Yes, he's abstaining.
Okay, so motion to deny was approved.
Carry.
So we have closed session, and are we going to do this or not?
What I would like to do is just to...
Did you want to speak?
It's a recess for 15 minutes because Mr. Sanchez has some other previous commitments.
And also give Sarah a little more time to get here.
Okay.
Also give Director Warble a little more time to get here.
Why don't we recess until 7 p.m.?
You have your
manager
report
if
you wanted to do that, right?
I don't want to do that.
You want to do the manager's report?
Okay. We should probably do the manager. It's really hot in here.
Yeah.
Open the door. It's cold outside.
Okay.
Oh, please. I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that.
Well, it may or may not work.
It might give us a little breeze in here.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming from that way.
Okay. Maybe I'll feel... It feels nice
to you. I bet. We're all going to congregate over there.
On July 27th of 246, myself and Clay received a text message and radio call from Dave Williams, who responded to the south side of 52738 Esperanza, and basically caught stealing water. The sheriff's department was called, but things that Dave was unable to witness him tapping into our system, that they just basically counseled him severely, and we have taken the unlawful tapping device and also capped off the service network. And the other item I have is on the rehab upgrade, basically it's about $17,000 is what we measure the cost to repair and restore a well too. So we have that rupture tubing with the sodium alpha chlorine with the spraying all over the inside of the well house and shorting out our soft starter. So to prevent that, the cost would be, I think it's on page 3 of my report, on the manager. To obtain another dosing pump of $1,400 each, I'm recommending we get two, one for replacement, because in the middle of the night you don't want to be priming and doing all trying to fix it all the replacement. And the other one will be for potentially well four when we put that online. The reason why I'm pushing well four is because redundancy. I have three production wells that we can rely on, and it got down to one at 800 gallons per minute.
That's scary.
It got scary.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Yeah, so that's why I'm pushing for well four to be put that online. The other part would be ejection valves. Those are $83, and I'm recommending three. One, and then two spare ones. And same with the foot valve and weight, which is a screen with a weight, and it's at the bottom of the 50-gallon sodium hypochlorite.
Just hold it down there so it doesn't suck air.
Yeah. And so, again, one for well four, and then two for a spare. And tubing is... it's $483.83 for a 400-foot roll. So that should last us for a while as far as the repairs and whatnot. And I'm going to recommend that at this time, because I used to do it when I used to live here in town, you know, I would replace all the couplers and injectors at least once every 6 months, just to avoid being surprised when you open the door. And then for the shield, which is a larger diameter tubing, is 47 cents per foot. So estimating at 400 feet, it'd be $188. And those would not really have to be replaced unless there was a rupture. And I think Director Link can attest to that. If there's a little pinhole leak, the shield would actually contain the spring, so all it goes fill up the tube and then drip down to the floor. And then fully housed shelf, which is PVC, like a garden shelf, and that would be mounted on the wall, and then all the holders and the ejector would be inside this plastic housing. So if that ruptures or fails, it just sprays inside the housing. The entire interior of the pump house. So initially, we're looking at about $4,200.75 to get this project going. And like as brought to your attention last time, the last event is costing us about $17,000. That's not including staff time. I will get an exact number, and again, I want to work this into our budget because there's some other HR issues that we can cut down personnel.
We have $145 now. Thanks to Link. Yeah. That'll pay for one of the spares. Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, we're going to have to close the during closed session anyway.
So it's closed session?
Huh?
So it's real closed session?
Pun intended.
Hello. How you doing, Link? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah. You going to go to closed session?
We don't know. Evelyn's checking.
She's coming right now.
She's going to return.
Robert, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, you got the other number that I sent you, right?
I'm looking here to see for the closed session.
I just sent it, within the last 2 hours, probably.
Oh, it was an email?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go to my inbox here. Okay, okay, I see it. All right.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on this line then and then dial that number.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
I'm the chairman of the board of the water district where I live, and today we're still on a meeting. So we're doing, I'm doing a Zoom call.
How can you guys do that?
Well, we have a one meeting once a month.
Okay.
But I'm the chairman of the board. So I'm supposed to be officiating that meeting. It's kind of hard, to be here at work and
do that.
Yeah.
Welcome, and thank you for choosing FreeConferenceCall.com. You're helping people around the world communicate. Please announce yourself.
Robert Link.
Can you hear me okay? Well, isn't it, I work for a company that has 1,000 employees, and if they require me to work over because somebody doesn't come in, even though there's 1,000 employees, I'm a critical employee, i.e. so is the field tech is a critical employee. If they're in the middle of a job, they need to stay over and finish, and this idea of 7 days notice is, that's ridiculous. In emergency situations, having somebody stay late is somebody having to stay late, and it has to do with the health and welfare of the community, too. So, hello? Okay. Thank you.
I agree.
No. No. No.
Thank you.
No, sir. No. Well, the other thing too is our district cannot afford the unfunded liabilities with CalPERS. Does that? I'll fight that one tooth and nail. Because our okay. Okay. No, I agree with what the attorney said. Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me well? Okay, basically what transpired was the board relations and communications, we came up with a 3.5 rating. That keeps the board well-informed in timely manner and key issues, presents relevant, comprehensive information, details, blah, 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 makes effort to be accessible and provide consistent and equal treatment and maintain effective communication with the board. So we put a 3.5. Does anybody have any issues with that? You have this in front of you, am I correct, Mr. Sanchez? No. No, they don't, because I didn't print it out because I'm not there. Do you understand what I mean? So, that's okay. Okay. We all agree with the numbers. We came up with a 3.15, which is satisfactory. But the comments were, was very good handling issues related to the COVID pandemic, implementing state and county rules, regulations, good knowledge of water issues and regulations. Next one was, needs to show improvement in the area of leadership and employee relations. In particular, you need to improve your interpersonal relationship with employees in an effort to improve morale in the workplace and to improve the workplace environment. And the next one was to focus more time on developing comprehensive and effective procedures. That's a summary of what the comments were. Okay, so the next... No, that's all right. And I think the next step is are we supposed to bring him in and go over that with him?
Yeah, I have a role change.
Okay. No, he doesn't. Give me a second here. I can email it, or I can. How do I do this? I'll email it to. Can I email it to the secretary so she can print a copy of it up for the members?
What I'll do is I'm on swing shift right now. I'll set up a time to meet with him and go over it with him. Yep. No, it's fine. I can sit down with him. Man on man. Oh, I'm sorry. Person on person. That's okay. That's possible. Which one? That doesn't sound like it. At this point, I don't think it's necessary, to be honest with you. If I can do it one-on-one, if another board member wants to be there, that's fine with me also. I think if okay. What is your schedule? Yeah. Okay, but so are you working daylights or swing shifts or what? Okay, so then we could. Okay. So we could schedule something in the next couple days, in the morning, or either first thing in the morning, or so that whatever you can get sleep, because I'm on graveyard or swing shift, and then working a double on Friday, and then working Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm working about 10 or 12 days straight right now. Okay. All right. So basically, when you go back into open session, there's going to be on the MIU, it's going to be no action taken, further discussion or information. And then this one will be, we'll set up a time with Calvin to go over his review. Correct? Does that sound correct, Mr. Sanchez? Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. All right. So call Evelyn in and have her close out, and you'll close out the meeting and go back to the regular meeting. Thank you.